Yggdrasil, when nine worlds clash, is a noble piece of ash that shall us Norns and gods and all that crew. There a dragon gnaws the base of an eagle's resting place, and four hearts, a goat and swell are there too. Frigga took a year or so, and except for mistletoe, got from everything a nose for Baldur's good. Evil Loki wished him harm, so he hired Hoder's arm, and the staff the blind got through was kissing wood. Tyr bought Fenris Wolf's hand, if he couldn't break the band that old father's wisdom made both light and hefty. Lupin Mussel strayed away, but the magic held its way, and from then on till the time they caught the lefty. When Thor went out to fish, he quickly got his wish, and he hauled a Jormungandr from the bay. But Himbr cut the cable, and Thor was only able to break aboard the one that got away. When Thor called aboard the giants, they didn't show defiance, but they soon got rid of him and of his hammer. For the sea he could not swallow, and old grandma beat him hollow, and the house pet caused an awful cuts and yammer. Other Thor became a hoe for to repossess Mjolnir, and unto a frosty brute his trust replied. But the whittle 38 would an army more sensate, and the chef said Utgardor with root at night. Each god's apple every day kept the doctor far away, till the giant captured Eden from the halls. Loki fetched home Bragi's bride with her half-foot star beside, plus the chabrald eagle underneath the walls. Odin said to me, I think I would sort of like a drink on that meme that will cost you your left eye. For you've come up very late to the well at Wisdom's Gate, and the set-up price is after all so high. Oh, the giants brought their war up to Bifrost's very door, and the battling Greg does got perfect line. Jormungandr, Hel, and Fenris dealt out death and doses generous, and in fighting did the years yet pass the time. And in fighting did the years yet pass the time.